From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Reginald Hardwick. We are breaking into programming on WILL AM 580, Illinois Classical FM 90.9, and Illinois Soul FM 101.1 to bring you coverage of severe weather. You probably just heard the AIS warning for the tornado warning in Champaign County. Joining me on the phone right now is meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Andrew, where is the storm right now?
Thanks, Reginald. You're right. We're tracking a line of storms that is producing widespread wind damage, and we've got embedded tornadoes possible with this line as well. So we've got a tornado warning that was just issued for portions of Piatt in Champaign County that does include Champaign-Urbana. This warning is in effect until 10:30 p.m. At 9:42, severe thunderstorms capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-line wind damage were located over Whiteheath or near Monticello, moving east at 55 miles per hour. So that is the warning text. I am looking at the radar right now, and what we're seeing is this storm that is moving through Piatt County. It is producing some strong winds. These are going to be westerly straight-line winds, and there was a little circulation that was being kind of kicked up on the leading edge there, kind of between DeLand and Monticello, very near Interstate 72 and the Highway 10 corridor. That circulation is not quite as obvious anymore on the radar, but that area of kind of, you can sometimes get some stronger winds still, even if there is not a tornado there, kind of in that circulation. You get an enhanced area of some strong winds, so maybe those winds gusting 65 or 70 miles per hour or higher. That's enough to blow down power lines, create some tree damage, and even create some minor structural damage. So kind of on par with a weak tornado sometimes anyway. So that circulation, that area of stronger winds, is just south of Interstate 72. It'll be passing south of the Bondville area and then making its way in the direction of kind of Willard Airport and eventually Champaign-Urbana and the Savoy area. So we'll need to watch this closely. Again, I see the area that they are watching, that they are warning for right now. And it is kind of moving east of Monticello, starting to move into Champaign County. Looks like it is south of Interstate 72 and would kind of move toward the Bondville area and then kind of rural area south of that, kind of west of Champaign. I know there's a couple folks out there, a couple farms that are just west of Champaign. So folks in that area, just south of Bondville, make sure that you're, you know, maybe headed to your safe space as this storm starts to make its way in. Again, the main risk today is straight line winds with this line of storms as it makes its way through. I thought we were going to be okay here in Champaign County. You know, candidly watching this, the line is kind of starting to break up, but there are still some little circulations on the leading edge here. So we're taking it seriously, you know, better safe than sorry. And we've got this warning now in Champaign County and Piatt County for a tornado warning that is in effect until 10:30 p.m. And again, the storm moving east at 55 miles per hour. So that is quick storm motion. It'll be through the county probably in about 30 minutes time. Quickly moving west to east across the area. So again, this storm is just now moving into Champaign County. You're probably getting the flickering lightning, the rumbles of thunder starting to move into town right now. St. Joseph, you'll be in, you know, in line for this as well. You're in this warning, and this little circulation that was a little more obvious maybe 10 minutes ago will eventually be headed your way as well. So it's kind of moving right through the middle of Champaign County. Still got a new radar update here. I still see this little area of enhanced winds and maybe a circulation that is going to be very close to Monticello Road, maybe just north of Monticello Road between Monticello and Willard Airport is where this circulation would be right now. And that is also where the leading edge of these storms and the stronger winds will be as well. A little bit further north across other parts of Champaign County, you know, Mahomet, Thomasboro, Rantoul, you are not in this tornado warning. You are in a severe thunderstorm warning. You've likely got these storms beginning to push into your area with some strong winds. I'm looking at the radar there. I do not see any circulations to be worried about. So northern portions of Champaign County are in the clear right now as far as tornadoes go. Still have that damaging wind risk. And same thing for the southern part of Champaign County. And that is talking about, you know, Pisotum and Broadlands, Ivesdale, Sedoris, areas way down south. If you're in Philo and Sydney, you are in this tornado warning polygon, so you're taking it serious with me here for a little bit longer as well. But looking at this radar, the last update I got is at 9:48. I would put the potential tornado, this possible radar-indicated tornado, just north of Monticello Road between Monticello and Willard Airport. It's a little bit closer to probably a little closer to the airport now that it is Monticello. It's clearing the Monticello area. So if you're listening to me in Monticello, you've got the winds probably gusting pretty good right now, but this will be, moving through and out of the area and pretty quickly here. Got a new radar update. Still watching this possible tornado just north of Monticello Road. Sorry, between Monticello and Willard Airport. And this is tracking to the east at 55 miles per hour. So in the Champaign-Urbana area and Savoy area, if I was to get very specific, who am I most concerned about with this potential tornado here and these stronger winds, it would be folks in the vicinity of Willard Airport, Savoy on the south side of Champaign-Urbana. If you live in rural areas west and south of the Twin Cities of Champaign-Urbana, again, south of Bonneville, between Bonneville and Monticello Road, you're going to be kind of in line for this potential circulation and some stronger winds as well. So again, just watching a very widespread line of storms continuing to move through portions of Champaign County. I'll look off to the north here for just a moment. We have a tornado warning in effect for portions of Ford and western Iroquois County. If you can hear me up there, we have a severe squall line again producing both tornadoes and extensive squall line wind damage. This one, also moving east at 50 to 60 miles per hour. This entire line, which goes all the way from the Chicago Metro down Interstate 57 to Champaign County, and then curls back across parts of Interstate 72 toward the Decatur area. And then that is kind of, there's a bit of a gap. And then we have tornado warnings down in St. Louis as well. So this is a very significant, widespread, severe weather day across portions of the Midwest. And, the epicenter of it seems to be focused here on the state of Illinois as far as this afternoon and evening goes. Still do not have a new radar update. I'm looking at an image that is 3 minutes old, and that is kind of the trouble with some of these radar images here because we're often looking at the past. So as of 3 minutes ago, again, as I said, this possible tornado is very near, probably just north of Monticello Road, between Monticello and Willard Airport. And I know that I'm kind of a broken record right now, but in the immediate, next 10 minutes, it's folks who live near Willard Airport and Savoy, and then in the southwest side of Champaign, kind of south of Bonneville in rural areas as well, kind of just, want to be in our safe spaces, let this line of storms make its way through. It's going to have some wind with it. It may have, strong enough winds to knock down some power lines, create some patchy power outages here, and this can cause some tree damage as well. I know we've got big old growth trees in Champaign-Urbana, and this can make us, very nervous to have these windy storms come through. This is not, the worst that we've ever seen. This is, we've seen worse in the last 5 years. This one is not doing, 80 to 90 mile per hour winds right now, but certainly enough that we could be dealing with some minor damage across portions of the county. I do have a new radar update, a new velocity scan here, and continue to believe that this circulation is weakening. We still have some strong winds making their way down Monticello Road, kind of approaching Willard Airport. Would not be surprised at all to see a severe gust over 60 miles per hour at the Willard Airport. But continuing to see the very tight circulation that existed about 10 or 15 minutes ago, a little further west toward Monticello, is beginning to weaken now. So I do not mean to bring you out of your basements, just kind of telling you what I'm seeing on the radar right now. This tornado warning remains in effect until 10:30 p.m., until the National Weather Service tells us otherwise. And again, we can see these circulations sometimes spin up and weaken and then spin back up. So we want to make sure that we're staying in our safe spaces right now as the storm makes its way through. But right now, as I'm looking at the velocity scan on the radar, I'm not seeing something that makes me say there's a tornado right here. But we're just continuing to watch a very large line of storms producing strong winds. And then an area where we did have a circulation, it still looks like there's some stronger, straight line winds in there and maybe a weakening circulation traveling very near Monticello Road between Monticello and Willard Airport. I should maybe stop referencing Monticello because this storm, the strongest portion of it and the circulation, is exited Piatt County now. And I just saw that the warning has been trimmed. So Piatt County no longer included in this tornado warning. They have trimmed it down to just central portions of Champaign County. At 9:55 p.m., this possible tornado, where they're saying it is a confirmed tornado. So I will tell you what the spotters are apparently spotting a tornado here near Bonneville. or near Champaign, moving east at 50 miles per hour. So that is from spotters. So we're going to take this seriously. We have a confirmed tornado in Champaign County near Bonneville, and this would potentially be moving toward the Interstate 57 corridor and western portions of Champaign, maybe northwestern portions of Champaign as well, up near the Interstate 72, I-57, and I-74 junctions. We also have Highway 150 that runs through that corridor as well. So this is kind of the nature of it, this line of storms where we have these spin-ups. It is nighttime. It's very difficult to spot tornadoes out there, so I would be curious, what was, spotted out there, what folks are seeing, but this tornado warning continues till 10:30 p.m. The edge of the storm is starting to move into the western side of Champaign now. So folks who live along Interstate 57 or just on the other side of that in western portions of Champaign, you're likely starting to hear the rain begin to fall, getting some of those first gusts of winds. A lot of times with a storm like this, the strongest winds are on the very leading edge. So you'll get those winds to come through. It'll be very intense for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and then the winds begin to subside. That is what I expect with this line of storms, although it may remain breezy or blustery on the backside here as we go through the early part of the overnight. But the strongest part of the storm, the strongest winds associated with the storm, will move through on the very, very leading edge. So I want to repeat, I was just going to talk in circles here. Go ahead.
Sure, that's fine. And thank you for talking with us. And just a reminder, you probably are, I know we just received an Illini alert. We probably imagine the storm sirens are going off all through Champaign County as well as a few other counties. And a reminder, your safe place is an underground area, basement or storm cellar. Or possibly if you're in a first floor kind of situation, get away from the windows into a small interior room, a hallway with the lowest floor possible. Again, stay away from doors, windows, outside walls. You referenced the I-57, I-74 corridor, Andrew, and just a little bit, what do you do if you're in a car or vehicle right now around the Champaign area?
Yeah, if you're listening to me and you're in your car on the interstates here and you've got time, the best option is going to be to find somewhere to stop. So the next rest area that you come up to or truck stop, just pull over. It's always best to get off of the road and have a, somewhere that you could run in and seek shelter if you actually needed to do so. So the best case scenario is to find an exit and get off of the interstate, take a break, let these storms pass through. Again, they'll be in and out pretty quickly, so you won't add much time to your journey wherever it is that you're headed. If you don't have an exit available and you're kind of getting involved in the storms right now, I know that can be scary. You just want to pull over and kind of let the storm subside. Again, we're really mostly dealing with a wind damage risk here. So it's going to be windy for 10 to 15 minutes and then those winds will subside. We're not looking at very long track, significant violent tornadoes right now. So I'm not recommending that you bail out of your car and get into the ditch or anything like that. But if you're listening on the interstates and you can, find that next exit and truck stop and maybe just take a break from driving and let these storms come through. Even if there is no tornado, it's going to be white-knuckle driving through some heavy precipitation and some strong winds.
Okay. Have you recap in just a second, but I do need to do a station ID. You're listening to severe weather coverage on WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD1, HD2, and HD3. We are breaking in because we have a tornado warning, multiple tornado warnings in our area, and multiple severe thunderstorm warnings in our area. We're breaking in on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul, and Illinois Classical. And Andrew, I know you've been checking things, so go ahead and bring us up to speed on when the storms are right now.
Yeah, so it looks like these storms are moving through Champaign-Urbana right now. So this is the time, if you're not already in your basement, then you're going to go ahead and do that right now because this storm, whether or not it has an obvious tornado on radar, we continue to see the potential for these brief spin-ups across east central Illinois as this line of storms continues to move through. So the latest update that I have from the National Weather Service was what I just told you here at 9:55 p.m., a confirmed tornado located over Bonneville near Champaign moving east at 50 miles per hour. And the source here is Weather Spotters confirming a tornado. So perhaps something was illuminated by lightning. Sometimes we see power flashes as power lines are disrupted. or, flickering. We get those blue flashes, and we can sometimes, know that there's a tornado in there or some stronger winds at least. And that's kind of been my message here is, we have that potential for embedded tornadoes to kind of spin up within this line. But the big thing is straight line winds with this line of storms. So even if you don't have a tornado, we could still see some tree damage. We could have scattered power outages from this line of storms that continues to move into and across Champaign County. So at 10:01, my latest radar has this leading edge of the storms moving through Champaign and into Urbana. And as I look at the velocity scan, I see some strong winds on this. I don't see a very obvious circulation. I'm not sounding the all clear. We have to continue to kind of watch this, but I just want to, be very real with what I'm seeing on the radar right now, which is a lot of strong winds moving through the county right now, but I'm not seeing it focusing in a tight circulation. The reason why I'm not sounding the all clear is because if it were to do that, that would be kind of in the Champaign-Urbana area, very close to Interstate 74 right now. So we're taking it seriously. We're letting this storm kind of move through, and we'll kind of hope that this remains on a weakening trend as it continues to move east across the county. Next in line is going to be folks down the I-74 and Highway 150 corridor. So it's moving into Urbana now. Folks who live in rural areas between Urbana and St. Joseph, you will be next in line, and then this storm will be moving into St. Joseph and Ogden probably in about 10 minutes or so, between 10:10 and 10:15. Got a new velocity scan here, and the same trend continues. I see the area that we would be watching, kind of the area of interest, but I would not say that it's an obvious tornado right now. We just continue to see some strong winds moving from west to east, again, across the county. So Bonneville getting close to the backside of this storm right now. So I was referencing that area of Monticello Road south of Bonneville. You're almost in the clear right now with the worst of this storm. The leading edge of this storm continues to kind of surge forward. It's got a bit of a bowing shape to it on the radar, and that can sometimes be indicative of those strong winds blowing through. So, again, I wouldn't be surprised to see a severe gust out of Willard Airport. Would not be surprised if we're seeing at least some minor tree damage or scattered power outages across Champaign-Urbana and Savoy as the storm makes its way through. Just kind of thankfully that we're not seeing a more obvious circulation right now in a more significant tornado. Still possible we could see these brief tornadoes be, spinning up along the leading edge, but not seeing a significant destructive tornado in progress across Champaign County right now. To kind of recap, this tornado warning is in effect until 10:30 p.m. This is for Champaign County, and, perhaps we'll get something upstream for Vermilion County soon. I would imagine at least a severe thunderstorm warning will be coming, and we'll just kind of have to wait and see if we're going to get any of these additional little circulations to become more obvious on the radar as the storm continues to make its way through. So nothing new that I'm seeing right now. The storm continues to move through the Champaign-Urbana Metro. It looks like the leading edge has moved through most of Urbana now. So I think just about everyone in Champaign-Urbana getting impacted by this storm with some gusty winds, some heavy rains, maybe some hail with this. Not a real predominant threat here, but can't rule out some small hail. And again, we're just continuing to vigilantly watch the radar or vigilantly stay in our basements here as we just kind of wait this storm out. And make sure that we don't get any more of these little circulations to spin up along the leading edges here.
And again, you're listening to Severe Weather Coverage. I'm from Illinois Public Media News. I'm Reginald Hardwick, along with meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. And I understand, if I'm hearing you right, Andrew, if you're like in St. Joseph or east of Urbana, this is the time to get in this safe place, the basement, storm cellar, interior hallway, away from windows. If you have a bicycle helmet or something, maybe put that on your kids. And also I want to ask, we're talking about tornado. This is not a large tornado, if I'm hearing you right, but also the winds that we do have could also still be powerful.
Absolutely. I mean, and that is why I want to make sure that we're taking this seriously, whether or not we have a tornado spin up across Champaign-Urbana or we have one lone wind gust blow a tree down on a home. That is a terrible situation. That's seriously a very serious damaging situation as well. So we'd have lots of old growth trees across Champaign-Urbana. Some of them, they get older, they kind of rot on the inside, and it doesn't always take a super strong wind gust to blow one of those trees down. So We always want to take these windy storms seriously when we get a severe thunderstorm warning, especially when we're talking about winds that are gusting 70 to 75 miles per hour, as they are in this case. We've seen even stronger gusts across other portions of Champaign. I'm sorry, across other portions of central Illinois today, in addition to some more significant tornadoes across northern portions of Illinois. But here in Champaign County, we continue to just watch this windy line of storms blowing through. We did have some circulations here. We had a fairly obvious circulation on radar in the DeLand and Monticello area. We also had that circulation track towards Bonneville, and we had spotters reporting a tornado in the Bonneville area about 12 minutes ago. And if I were to say, you know, where is the area of interest on this storm along the leading edge, where would it be most likely to get another one of these spin-ups? And it would be in that Interstate 74 corridor, kind of, you know, on my last radar scan, very close to the I-74 and Cunningham Avenue exits or interchange, kind of moving east along the I-74 corridor out of Urbana and towards St. Joseph. This would be probably along or just north of Interstate 74. And again, this is maybe not an obvious tornado that I'm seeing, but just kind of an area of interest on the radar that if something was going to spin up, I would think that it would be kind of east, northeast of Urbana now, approaching the St. Joseph area over the next 5 to 10 minutes. I'll continue to kind of watch the radar here and see if we get any updates or anything that kind of makes me a little more on edge or a little less on edge. But right now, just kind of monitoring the situation as this storm moves through Champaign County. All right, I do have a new radar image, and I'll say that I am a little less concerned with this newest radar image. And the tricky thing of it here is, you know, when I say that I'm a little less concerned, I'm a little less concerned about a really obvious, significant tornado. But it's sometimes you can get these lines of storms that are coming through and the radar appearance is weakening a bit, but you still get those strong straight line winds gusting over 60 miles per hour. And so with that being the predominant threat today, those straight line winds, that's why we're continuing to respect this one. We don't want a tree to fall down on anyone's home. You know, we could get power outages here. You could get downed wires, which can be a dangerous situation here. So straight line winds are certainly no joke when it comes to taking these storms seriously, even if we do not have, you know, a really significant tornado risk. Zooming out, it does look like these storms continue to produce predominantly damaging winds. They are generally on a weakening trend, and that is reflected by the fact that we've still got some of these severe thunderstorm warnings, you know, off to the south, talking about, you know, southern portions of Champaign County and Douglas County in a severe thunderstorm warning. But this warning is for 60 miles per hour wind gusts, which is certainly, again, enough to cause some minor tree damage and knock down power lines and that kind of thing. But this is not the 80 to 100 mile per hour winds that we were seeing earlier in the day across western and central portions of Illinois. So it looks like these storms continue to move quickly west to east across the area. Champaign-Urbana, you are almost done with the worst of it right now. So you're getting that heavy rain. I'm sure it's blustery outside right now, but the worst of it has moved east of Champaign-Urbana proper. Same thing with Savoy, Willard Airport. You all are kind of on the backside of this right now. Philo, Sydney, you're going to be on the leading edge of this, you know, wind in the next 5 minutes or so as these storms approach. And then same thing for you in St. Joseph and Ogden, also further north up to the Royal area. We did just get an update, and as I mentioned, the storms exiting Champaign-Urbana, the tornado warning has been canceled for Champaign-Urbana right now. It's been trimmed and only in effect now for eastern portions of Champaign County. That's going to include the towns of, you know, St. Joseph. That'll be around 10:15 is when the National Weather Service says the storm will be moving into St. Joseph, and I agree with that. Ogden, maybe a few minutes after that. And the latest update from the National Weather Service kind of confirms the area that I was watching. Their latest update says at 10:09 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near St. Joseph or near Urbana, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Again, that is that area of interest that we were kind of watching, that potential circulation. It has weakened further as I'm looking at the radar right now. So we will certainly ride this one out. We'll let this warning expire or be canceled by the National Weather Service, and I'll continue to kind of monitor this. But with the latest reflectivity and the latest velocity images that I'm seeing right now, I am even less concerned about an ongoing tornado across Champaign County. I think that we're continuing to see this trend toward wind damage only risk, And with that wind damage risk actually starting to come back as well. Again, not meaning to sound the all clear, but starting to see some of the significance of this severe weather event fading as it moves across Champaign County and begins to approach Vermilion County, who still does not have a warning now, but may eventually get that. And right as I say that, severe thunderstorm warning does come out now for kind of the northern two-thirds of Vermilion County. That does include Danville. It also includes, looks like Westville is right on that line, Bismarck, Potomac, Rossville, Alvin, Henning, Hoopston, you're all in that severe thunderstorm warning. Fithian, Oakwood, and Catlin also in that severe thunderstorm warning. Folks in Vermilion County who are not in the warning, Jamaica, Georgetown, Sidell, and Ridge Farm, you may end up in a warning in the next 20 minutes or so. You still have this line of storms approaching, but it's going to get towards northern portions of Vermilion County a little bit sooner here with some of those strong winds. Rankin getting in on the winds already. Hoopston, it'll be next in line there, and same in Potomac. Same thing for folks who live along Interstate 74, Fithian, Oakwood, over toward Danville. You'll have those winds moving in soon as well. This severe thunderstorm warning for Vermilion County. This one also for 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. At 10:03 p.m., a 59-mile-per-hour wind gust was reported at Willard Airport near Savoy. So there is that. I was, you know, longing to hear that report of a severe wind gust from Willard Airport, and there we go. We got severe winds at Willard Airport about 9 minutes ago. So that was likely widespread across Champaign-Urbana, those 55 to 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. So I would imagine we probably have some at least minor tree damage across the county from this line of storms moving through.
I'm on the Ameren outage map right now that kind of lists as people start to report power outages. Multiple power outages reported in Monticello along that I-72 corridor, also Whiteheath and Bonneville. Just a little south of Bonneville, so and west of Champaign. So we're starting to see power outages, and that sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, that was kind of along that line where that possible tornado was spotted.
That is right. So yeah, it was either maybe a potential tornado, or as I mentioned, even if you don't get a tornado touchdown with some of these circulations, you still get some enhanced winds there. So that's where maybe the storm as a whole is producing widespread 50 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts, but you get a little corridor where those winds hit 70 or 80 miles per hour, and that's enough to blow down power lines, and you can get some outages there. So it does sound like we're starting to hear about some power outages due to the damaging winds or possible tornadoes here with this line of storms as it makes its way through. Latest radar update has the leading edge of the storm stretching from Gifford toward St. Joseph, down toward Philo and Sydney, then further south toward Villa Grove, Tuscola, and then it curves back to the southeast toward Arthur. The far southern portion of this line of storms is weakening here, and I'm speaking to folks who are, you know, listening to me maybe in Tuscola or further south toward Mattoon, Charleston. The severe weather risk is not terribly significant down there in the near term. The tornado warning remains in effect for another 15 minutes here for central and eastern portions of Champaign County. It's really eastern right now. Champaign-Urbana have been trimmed. Savoy also trimmed from this tornado warning. Folks who are still in the warning, Sydney, Homer, St. Joseph, Ogden, and Royal. And as I look at the radar right now, no obvious tornadic circulation right now. Still, it looks like a lot of widespread gusty winds, potentially to severe levels, and still cannot rule out a brief spin up here. But right now, the radar trends are good, and that I'm not seeing something terribly concerning as far as, you know, oh my gosh, there's a tornado right there sort of situation. We have this potential circulation that began around Monticello up towards DeLand, and then made its way potentially toward the Bonneville area. As we sounds like we have some power lines down there and some power outages in the Bonneville area. So if there was a tornado here, it was likely in that Monticello Road up towards Bonneville corridor. Curious to hear if we have any more damage reports that come out over the next, you know, 30 minutes or so. I know that it is dark out there, and sometimes we don't really get a great look at what happened until tomorrow morning when we get the sun to come up. But the line of storms continues to push east, almost making it to the Champaign and Vermilion County line at this point. So St. Joseph, you're getting in on it now. Sydney, you are as well. Folks who are going to be next in line is going to be that Highway 49 corridor from Royal down to Ogden. Aunt Homer. You're kind of the next folks who will be getting the leading edge of these storms. Again, the leading edge has the worst of it. You get those potentially severe gusts in the first few minutes, and then the winds begin to subside. The rain will subside, and we'll get into probably a long night of light rain and rumbles of thunder here after these storms move through the area. The line of storms is moving quickly and is rather thin, but we have light to moderate rain with lightning and thunder stretching all the way across the state of Illinois back toward the Mississippi River. So it may be a rainy, thundery night here, even after these storms come through. The latest update that I've got on my radar here is from just a minute ago, and it continues to be a good trend. We've got some heavy rain, likely some strong winds moving through eastern portions of Champaign County. We did have that potential tornado across western portions of Champaign County. We had that area of interest that moved through the Champaign-Urbana area. So, of course, we'll wait and hear if we hear any more damage or potential power outages across the area. We'll see if maybe that circulation was still ongoing, but maybe a little bit lower than the radar was able to detect. Sometimes that's possible with these weaker tornadoes. They don't always show up very obvious on there, but that is the nature of the day today. We are not tracking long-lived, you know, violent tornadoes across Champaign County. We've just got this line of storms that is at times getting a little rowdy with these spin-up circulations that are bona fide tornadoes. They will cause damage there, but they're often short-lived and a little bit weaker in nature than some of our scarier tornado outbreaks. So Vermilion County, you're next with this line of storms with heavy rain and some strong winds. Continue to be vigilant here. Can't rule out additional tornado warnings, but I think we're moving quickly towards a wind-only risk across east central Illinois.
And as I'm looking again at the Ameren outage map, they're starting to get more reports in Bonneville and now also in western Champaign and Philo, which is east of southeast of Urbana. If you're hearing the heavy rain, and I remember earlier today the Weather Service kind of wondered, you know, we may see some urban flooding, street flooding. Is that a real potential? Do we see heavy rain going through the evening or once this tornado and wind threat moves out?
So the good thing is we're not in what I would call a training situation where we sometimes have these heavy thunderstorms kind of move over the same areas repeatedly. The good news is we've got this north-south oriented line of storms that's quickly moving west to east. And so the heaviest rain only lasts for maybe 20 or 30 minutes. Now, as I said, it is going to rain, you know, in a light to moderate fashion with some thunder here for probably a couple of hours on the backside of these storms. And I know we're getting out of the winter season and there's a lot of drains that are still clogged up with leaves and sticks and debris. So it has been pretty easy to get some urban flooding across Champaign-Urbana and portions of Champaign County with some of these storms. So with a prolonged rain event going on into the overnight, while it's not going to be necessarily, I don't know that we'll even see flash flood warnings come out. If you're driving around, if you're out and about in the dark here, definitely be aware that we could have some standing water here as we kind of deal with slow drainage this time of year sometimes with some of these first storms that come sweeping through. So if you're on that little crew that sometimes gets out there and unclogs the drains, maybe wait for the worst of the weather to clear out, wait for the close lightning and everything to get out of there. You don't want to get struck by lightning out there clearing out a storm drain, but that can be helpful to kind of get the water draining properly and get the roadways cleared here after the storms move through. So not a significant flood event here, but don't be surprised if the rain and the lightning and the rumbles continue on, you know, toward midnight or a little bit later here as this kind of backside of all of the storms lingers a little bit, even though the line of storms is certainly not lingering. It is getting in and out of here very quickly. The heaviest of it starting to move out of Champaign County and start to move into portions of Vermilion County right now. So folks in Champaign County, especially western and central portions of Champaign County, you're likely seeing conditions begin to improve. Philo, Sydney, you're kind of in it right now, but you'll see conditions begin to improve here markedly over the next 5 minutes or so. Champaign-Urbana, you know, you're going to have that rain lingering for a bit, but you're in the clear now as far as severe impacts go. The line of storms is out of the area, and it's going to be Danville and some folks in the Vermilion County area who are going to be kind of next in line as these storms move through the area. It looks like the strongest part of that line impacting northern and central portions of Vermilion County. That's going to include folks in Hoopston, Rossville, Potomac, Alvin, Bismarck, eventually Danville. and folks in that area as well. And then certainly down the I-74 corridor from Fithian to Oakwood back towards Danville as well. So portions of Vermilion County, northern and central Vermilion County, you're next in line for those strong winds and potential impacts there, including power outages and some minor tree damage as well.
And again, if you're just joining us, this is severe weather coverage on Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, and Illinois Classical FM 90.9, and Illinois Soul FM 101.1. We've been tracking a tornado warning that's been active in Champaign County. It's not for the whole county anymore, since about a little before 9, before 10 o'clock, I should say. It's about 10:22 right now. Just a reminder, we'll stay on as long as this tornado warning is still active. And, you know, Andrew, I know you were out actually earlier kind of looking at the weather and everything. And I also noticed that at McLean County had a lot of tornado warnings within this evening as well.
It's been widespread. The National Weather Service has basically issued tornado warnings for almost every county in central Illinois today because it's a line of storms that is widespread and moving fast, and the entire thing is producing these brief little spin-up tornadoes. So the only way to really give folks a heads up there is to just issue these giant warnings that cover the whole line of storms and all of the ground that we'll cover over the next 40, 45 minutes or so. So I know that, you know, all the way back to the Mississippi River, these storms began in Iowa and Missouri. And if you looked at the radar, you know, maybe 2 hours ago, it was just a wall of red with these tornado warnings that went from Rockford, Illinois, which is where I was covering kind of the more significant tornado portion of the day. We observed several large damaging tornadoes in the Rockford area today. But the line of storms kind of developed south from there and extended from Rockford all the way down to St. Louis. It's beginning to weaken and breaking up now. So we've got a couple of these little tornado warnings, one of which in Champaign County that's about to expire in about 7 minutes. Now, we've got another small one in the northeast corner of Kankakee County. But otherwise, the tornado warnings are starting to disappear, and the severe thunderstorm warnings are getting a little bit smaller now as well. As this event begins to fade, we're getting into the overnight. Instability is starting to weaken, and these storms are outrunning kind of the best ingredients as well. So the event is trending down now. We'll certainly still be on the lookout for some of these stronger winds in Vermilion County as well, but about 2 or 3 hours ago, this event was at its most severe, and it was kind of just, you know, probably 200 or 300 miles north to south of tornado warnings across northern and central Illinois. So thank goodness the storms were on the kind of weakening trend as they started to move into our area, but still looks like they produced at least some spotty severe impact here.
And if you are maybe in that area that has now kind of cleared the storms and you can safely maybe take a picture, we'd love to see any damage that you have. You can send it to WILL newsroom at illinois.edu. What you're seeing and what you're at, and again, be very safe out there. If you're still in the path of the storm, please stay in your safe place until it passes over you. But again, if you're in West Champaign or maybe the western parts of Champaign County and you're listening to us and storms have passed over and you see any damage in your yard, we'd love to know what kind of damage you're seeing. I know Andrew will be out kind of surveying things, and we also know that the National Weather Service probably will be looking at the path of this tornado-worn storm through Champaign County tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You want to give us an update on, I mean, is this cell that's in eastern Champaign County weakening?
Yes. Yeah, the storms continue to weaken. Champaign County, you know, eastern and northern portions of Champaign County are just in kind of some light to moderate rain at this point. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning that expires in 4 minutes for southern portions of Champaign County. The storm really weakening fast across those areas. The tornado-warned portion of the storm is exiting Champaign County now as well and has markedly weakened. We've still got some heavy rain in the area and maybe, you know, some spotty wind gusts here reaching severe levels, especially across northern and central portions of, you know, Vermilion County. But the storm's weakening pretty quickly right now, losing that kind of menacing look. Definitely some heavy rain within these. I'm sure there's still plenty of lightning out there as well. But I will say I'm even seeing the cloud-to-ground lightning bolts begin to decrease in frequency with the storm system as well. I'm sure that there is a lot of what we call cloud-to-cloud or kind of, you know, intra-cloud lightning, which can sometimes look really dramatic and be kind of very fascinating to watch. And that may continue into the overnight. It may be a cool light show. But one of the indicators here of a weakening line of storms is kind of that decrease in cloud-to-ground lightning bolts. So the storms are kind of losing their vigor. It can sometimes take them a little bit to lose the momentum they have with the wind gusts. So that's why I want to say that even if we get kind of the weakening radar image, there still could be some severe wind gusts in there. We do still have that, you know, severe thunderstorm warning that is in effect for northern and central Vermilion County. But overall, the storms are kind of trending in a weakening direction, which makes sense as they kind of outrun the best ingredients, and we get into kind of the overnight period. I know that we do sometimes have severe weather impacts in the overnight, but this was a very, you know, afternoon and evening sun-driven severe weather event here. So as the sun goes down, we're starting to lose the oomph here with these storms. They're also kind of outrunning the best ingredients. So I've got a new, you know, update here, and I continue to see the same. Folks across southern portions of Champaign County down into Douglas County, this line of storms may have some spotty, blustery winds there, but it is really weakened quite a bit on radar. And the same thing is true across northern and central portions of Vermilion County as well. I mean, we've got this warning that's going to remain in effect for another 30 minutes or so. But the line of storms on radar is, you know, been weakening here over the last 15 or 20 minutes or so. Again, sometimes it takes a minute to get the wind damage risk to lessen. So I'm sure that there are some corridors of strong winds. I'm sure it's a very loud storm passing overhead with all the heavy rain and the gusty winds as well. So folks, again, kind of along the, you know, Highway 1 corridor from Hopeston to Rossville down to Danville, including Bismarck and Henning, you're probably next to get those stronger winds here moving through. Again, that'll be a kind of 5 to 10 minute thing. The strongest winds will move out, and then we'll get this kind of lingering light rain and lightning that's going to probably take us past midnight tonight.
Again, you're listening to Illinois Public Media, and we are covering a severe weather event here in Central Illinois, tornado warning in the eastern parts of Champaign County. As I look at the Ameren electric outage map, the outages are continuing to add up north of Monticello and Whiteheath, Bonneville, and now we're starting to get reports from Urbana and Champaign, and just more multiple reports coming in. And also, I'm noticing, and I've seen just, I know it's not normally in this our on-air coverage area during the evening, but up in Kankakee County, and I know just earlier last month we had those very severe thunderstorm and hailstorms, and I've seen a tornado warning, I guess, issued there. So that's going to be very concerning for folks up there.
Absolutely. It's been a kind of a rough start to the spring here. You know, in the state of Illinois, we've got the most tornadoes in the United States here through the early part of 2026. And we just added several more, if not many more, depending on how many of these little brief tornadoes are confirmed in the next couple of days by the National Weather Service. We had several significant tornadoes in northern Illinois today. But a lot of it sounds like brief spin-up tornadoes across portions of central and eastern Illinois. The good news up in Kankakee is the tornado-warned portion of that storm has moved out of Kankakee proper, but I know that that was a you know, widespread damaging event there, and folks are probably going to be sensitive in the Kankakee area for a long time after the destructive hail and damaging tornado event that they you know, went through on March 10th. Tornado warning now for, you know, or I should say the tornado warning for Champaign County has expired. We do still have a severe thunderstorm warning for northern and eastern parts of Champaign County in effect until 10:45. That for those 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts, same thing for northern and central portions of Vermilion County, warning this line of storms for 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. Not seeing anything concerning on the radar as far as a brief tornado goes right now, but still want to make sure we take this storm seriously as it makes its way through with the potential for at least some spotty damaging winds.
Well, that's good news. And as we're starting to wrap up, what can we expect through the evening and even to tomorrow, Andrew?
So we're probably going to have rumbles of thunder for several hours into the overnight. Light to moderate rain will continue on the backside of these storms. The severe weather risk is going to be ending here very quickly. But light to moderate rain, some thunder rumbling into the night, some really good sleeping weather. We do have a cold front approaching from the west, and that is going to drop our temperatures tonight. We'll notice it more tomorrow. You'll only see those high temperatures getting up into the upper 50s to near 60 degrees tomorrow, and we're going to have a couple of colder nights with lows in the middle 30s as we get toward the back half of the weekend into early next week before we start to warm back up by the middle of next week. So from here on out, a pretty classic spring weekend as we look at a rainy, thundery Friday night and a cooler, breezy weekend.
Well, it's good to hear that the severe weather threat is lessening. Thank you. And that was meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. And again, if you we're going to continue to follow things online at ipmnewsroom.org. You can also follow Shambana Weather and Andrew on Facebook. If you're seeing any sort of damage and it's safe to do so, if you want to take a picture and send it to us at Will Newsroom, W-I-L-L Newsroom at illinois.edu, or go to the Illinois Public Media Facebook page, and we'd love to see any damage that you're seeing. And before we leave, I'm just checking that Ameren electric outage map again. You know, starting to see multiple outages continuing to come in to Monticello, Whiteheath, Bonneville, again along that track of that tornado that was reported in Champaign County about a half hour ago. And Urbana, starting to see a lot more outages reported in Urbana. We're going to return you to regular programming, and that includes music on Illinois Soul and Illinois Classical and On Point on WILL AM 580. I'm Reginald Hardwick, IPM News.